Online Podcast 241. Hi, hi, 各位听众大家好。
What was that? What was that pop? Did I just hear a pop? I heard a pop. But anyway, welcome to Online Podcast. I just woke up from a nap. I'm a bit sleepy. And, yeah, I'm a bit sleepy. I'm in the studio. I heard a pop. Did you hear that? I'm a little bit scattered today. But I, you know, this weekend was wonderful. I get to spend a lot of time at home and do things that I like and get to spend time with my hubby. And so that's all good. But anyway, I was speaking Cantonese earlier. I was reading, you know, I'm so ADD. When I was researching for one thing, I usually end up finding like 10,000 other things and then I forgot what I initially was looking for. And I'll tell you what I was looking for here in a moment, but right now, I'm going to tell you, if you haven't been to onlinepodcast.com, onlinepodcast.com, you should go there, because having been for a while, you should check out my photo posts from on the go. You know, when I find, when I take a picture of something that I think is funny or worthy to share, I would post it on my website. I would post it on my website, and so go check it out. So I'm going back looking at the photos, and one of the latest ones that I posted was the Fukisaki. Cheap Fukisaki. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're going to have to go to the website. I won't tell you too much. You have to go to onlinepodcast.com and check it out. Cheap Fukisaki. It was from September the 15th, this Saturday, when I went out to have dim sum with my brother. And I took the sign. It was so funny. You have to go see it yourself. And of course, Archer commented on the Chai holding me photo of Chai grabbing my leg. And, talking about Archer, he posted some videos lately, and because of my bitchiness, I had to call him and, what do you call that? Not pampering, pestering him about posting his video in iPod ready format, so that I don't have to worry about missing the video podcast, because usually he would post it without making it iPod compatible, and therefore it would not sync over to my iPhone. So now that he's started doing that, I am very appreciative of that. And so I get very bitchy sometimes, you know. It just makes my life easier if it's an iPod format, so I call them pestered him about that. Anyway. Okay, let's go back to the week that I want to talk to you about. Oh, so, Monday, I woke up, I went to my car on Monday and started my engine and felt like something was weird, because the check engine light was on, and then the drive D light was blinking. Hey girl,
hey Tasha, do you want to come here? Tasha, you want to sit here? Wanna come up. Where's your daddy? Girl, come up to daddy. Wait, no, up to daddy. Come here, girl. Daddy?
I went to the gym today. Oh my god. I had to skip for like a week because I was just been working every single damn night and was too tired to go. But anyway, she doesn't want to jump up. But what was I talking about? Oh yeah, Monday morning I went to my car. Come up. Monday morning I went to my car and started the engine. The check engine light was on, and then the driving D light with the drive gear was blinking. And I wasn't sure what it was. I quickly called, because I just got my inspection to get my new registration tag here on Friday. And so I knew that, you know, things shouldn't be bad because the car was just inspected and just got my oil change. And then on Monday, I get the blinky light on the D, and then, you know, I know nothing about my car. But luckily, I found this wonderful mechanic. If you're in the Kansas City area and if you're looking for a trustworthy mechanic, you should let me know. Send me an email, online@gmail.com. So I went there. I can tell you the name. It's called Hyde Park Service. Hyde Park Service, H-Y-D. Hyde Park Service. And is it services or service? See, I don't know. I always get this plurality and singularity. AT&T and singular. All confused. But anyway, what was I talking about? I get so ADD. I just woke up. What am I talking about earlier? The blinky light. Oh, yeah, I don't know anything about my car. And so I just called my mechanic and I spoke to him and said, you know, I have this blinky light on my D, the letter D on my dashboard. What should I do? And he said that he can't take a look at it today, but he'll be happy to take a look at it next day on tomorrow. It's on Tuesday. So I sort of was forcing myself. Well, he said that it should be okay to drive, so I just took it easy and drove on that day, and because I had to work and blah blah blah. And on Tuesday, I left my car in the On Tuesday, I woke up. I drove straight to the mechanic and left it there, and they take a look at my car. And I thought, okay, since the in front of the workshop or whatever the car shop place thingy was the bus stop, so I thought I'll just take a bus. You know, it's not too far; it's just several blocks, and so I'll take a bus there. And so I took the bus. I went on to my phone, right, to find out exactly. There's a website on the bus stop, and I punch in the URL and find out exactly where the route is and what time the bus is going to come, and also how much it's going to cost me. And I did all that and thinking that I'm all good and fancy, right? I know exactly what I'm doing. This is my first time taking a bus in Kansas City. I've never taken a bus in Kansas City before. I've taken buses elsewhere, San Francisco and other places, but never taken a bus in here, Kansas City, because I've always had a car. So I went onto the bus and then paid my $1.25 and got the ticket. What was that pop again? Did you hear that? I wonder if I should reset my processor thing. Let me just see if I can do anything, because I guess it bugs me. Okay, I just reset my compressor. Preamp. Anyway, so I was in the bus riding, and it was, you know, it's kind of nice, kind of fun actually. So I was riding halfway, but then this bus started to turn left and heading south and then going the direction where I wasn't expecting. And then I went to the bus driver and I said, oh my gosh, this bus is not going to this and such area. And he said, no, this is the bus that comes to this plaza area. I said, crap. So I asked him to see if he can drop me off after he's done a full circle back from... Boy, girl, don't chew my cable. Don't chew my cable. Girl, you are such a butt. You are so cute, though. You show you a pretty girl. Oh, pretty girl. So he dropped me off after a big loop down to the plaza and then dropped me off where I was. And then... Not where I was. It was slightly closer. It was, you know, several blocks closer to like one or two. No, one block. Oh my gosh, shit. One block, because I said I could have walked. One block closer to my work. And so I then have the bus stop me back to that station again. And then I look up the time schedule, the schedule for the next bus. It was another 30 minutes before the next bus would arrive. So I thought, I'll just walk, right? If I continue walking, if the bus comes, then I'll hop to the next stop and then get on the bus. And I ended up walking all the way back to my office. It wasn't too far by any other walking city standards, but it is kind of far for it. I just heard the pop again, god damn it. Did you hear that, girl?
Did you hear that too, Greta girl?
Oh, yeah, that happened again. What was that? I don't know what was that. Okay, but you don't care. So anyway, I took a picture on the way, walking to my office. I took a picture of the food on the street photo. It was kind of gross, but you can go take a look at it also on onlinepodcast.com. And so it only happened to me because thinking that I've taken the right bus. Girl, she's chewing on my cables. Girl, you gotta sit on daddy's lap, not on the table. And,
girl.
Okay, so it only happened to me thinking that I'm taking on the right bus, bloody blah. I thought that I'll get to my office in time and all that, and then I've taken the wrong bus. Silly me. Oh, talking about that, a plaza. Especially if you are here, Greg, I think, yeah, Greg from Kansas City. If you are here, if you are queer, no. If you want to come see me sing at the plaza, you can come on September the 22nd in front of the Starbucks here at the plaza, in front of the Starbucks. And we start singing at 6:45. And I'll be doing a bunch of jazz standard stuff. And if you're interested, come by and listen to me sing. And say hi. Yeah, if you are going to hang around that long. I think it'll be 6:45 until 8:15. So, hope to see some of you. Or at least one. Anyway. So, I'll be singing, yeah. Last 2 years, I was fat. So, I was so fat. Last 2 years, that I didn't want to tell anybody that I was singing because I was so fat. I didn't. Wasn't that funny? Even though you come here not to look at me, but to hear me sing, but still, I was too fat to be comfortable. Yeah, I was so uncomfortable with myself last 2 years. I think that probably affected my performance too. I was huge. I was large and in charge. Not really, and yeah. So that's that. I don't want to go on too long because, but I do want to mention this one other thing though. Girl. You silly bird. Why are you so silly, girl? And there's a listener of mine from, let's see. From Osaka, Japan. I don't know where he's from, though. Is he American? Are you an American, Brian? Brian N. I don't know whether... Well, he's in Osaka, Japan right now. He's a professor in Osaka, Japan. Oh, should I say that? Oops. He's in Osaka, Japan. And when he was telling me that he visited Malaysia and Kuala Lumpur, this... just came back. Oh yeah, he just came back from. Oh, he's been listening to me. I'm reading his email. That's why I'm jumping back and forth. I've been listening to your podcast for a year and a half now, and really enjoy. Oh, thank you. And it just came back. He just came back from Kuala Lumpur, and he prompted him to write. Thank you so much for writing. And those of you who never wrote, I fucking hate that popping. I don't know where it came from, but I'm sorry. Did you hear that again? I don't know where it came from, but I heard it. Ugh. And so he wrote me and asked me if I knew anything about Urut Batin, which is a manhood massage. I have no idea that those things exist in Malaysia. It's called, and so I researched a bit, and that's when I actually end up finding this radio station that I used to listen to called Gay Station Hong Kong, and online, and Ramahan. So that's how I ADD I am. But Urut massage, I mean, Urut itself is massage. Girl! Urut itself is massage, and Batin is manhood, apparently. So I was researching a bit. Apparently, it is some kind of a massage where will enhance your manhood, which is maybe a more polite word of saying your
hard on or your male performance. And so I was reading a few things here and there, and oh my gosh, it's 100% privacy man-to-man massage. Oh my gosh, this sounds kind of hard. To relieve pain or to find a safe and natural way to enhance your relaxation and sense of well-being. Come to Rawatan Sri Aman. This is just a website that I found. urutkampong.com.my. You can experience a mixture of Malay and Western traditional treatment. Good news for all men. Rawatan Sri Aman is a complete men's treatment center for those who cares about health. This is the place you can really, you can rely on, because we have experienced and mature traditional men's body work and treatment. What if you get turned on by it? Is this a gay place, or is this just like a place, men doing the massage because you cannot have the women? You know what I mean? Let me read more. Manhood therapy is an absolute Malay traditional way to maintain sexual ability of men, as well as restorative therapy for some erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation problems. I don't know. I have no idea. Are all mature male, like meaning old people, are all mature male therapists know what you need, because they are intensively trained to maneuver male human body. Highest quality services are philosophy. That's blah, 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 blah. I have no idea what this is, but photo gallery. Let's see if there's any. What do they mean by mature therapists? Are they old? And there's a course. Persita Wanita. Cursus intensive course for massage therapy. Oh no, this is like a legit place. That's not just like a massage with a happy ending. This is like a legit place training. Persita Laki Seramai 12 orang. Latihan praktika sehingga mahir. Wow, interesting. Massage courses. So apparently they have like several different massage courses, and one of them was the manhood massage. I didn't know that. Thanks to Brian, now I know. I don't know if I might be too shy to actually go to one of those, because I'm just like that, you know what I'm saying? And oh, they have a location and everything, so this must be legit. So what do you do? Now you're gonna have to tell me more, Brian, because I know based on the information that I have here, I do not see a description of what it is, of what do you get? Do you get massage to enhance your manhood, but never go to your manhood? You know what I'm saying? Let me read. Manhood therapy. This is manhood. Actually, terminology for manhood therapy or manhood massage is urut tenaga batin. This is a therapy based on an ancient Malay massage technique aimed at maintaining and improving men's virility. The lower body parts, such as the abdominal area, inner thigh, perineum, and the inguinal area. Is that where you do all your the prostate massage place? Pinoy boy. I don't even know how to pronounce that word. Inguinal. Look it up in the dictionary and see. Inguinal. Inguinal area. Let me see what the description of it is. It's the groin. Oh, the inguinal lymph nodes. Inguinal. Okay, I guess it's kind of like down there. And the inguinal area related to male sexual function are treated and not just limited to sexual organ. Oh, okay. The principle, meaning it does touch your sexual organ, I wonder. The principle behind this therapy is to stimulate the nerves and clear the blood circulatory circulatory path to the groin area, thereby enhancing the blood flow to the genital and its related organ. This brings nourishment and maintains the sexual health in general subsequently. The therapy is essentially an energy work aimed towards enhanced blood circulation and qi. Yeah. Sexual energy flow. In the Tao of sexology, sexual energy plays an important role in supporting our physical and mental functions and improving health. With regular sessions and practicing hold back technique. Oh, wow, I didn't know this is all Malay traditional stuff. And of course, you know, the Malay community originally was not, the Malay community isn't an Islamic community until Middle Eastern influence, or you know, whatever you call it, the Islamization. I was fall asleep there. Islamization thingy happened in that area. So, but prior to that, they have their own, you know, beliefs and all that. So anyway, so let's go back and yeah, you're practicing the hold back technique. One would cultivate his sexual energy, which in turn re-energizes the body, enhances the immune system, and promotes cells regeneration to slow down the aging process. Thus, this therapy is a holistic approach in maintaining one's sexual health and general well-being. Kind of nice. I'm going to do that. Maybe I would do it. I'm too shy though. As long as the guy's not very hot, you know what I mean? You know, you get like all turned on and all that. The technique works on the whole body and not limited to the groin only. Thus, it entails a body massage when done as standalone, acupuncture points related to sexual vitality in the lower four chakras. If the body are manipulated to stimulate the energy flow, when one's chakras are well open and connected, this would facilitate the free flow of the sexual energy emanated from the sexual glands, testes, and prostate. Emanated from the sexual glands. Your testes go screaming. Prostate goes screaming. Like that. And then the sexual glands and organ would thus be massaged to promote the sexual. Oh my gosh, how do you sexual? Oh, see? Does that mean that you get like a prostate massage? The sexual glands and organ would thus be massaged to promote the production of sexual energy. Besides, sexual glands also produce hormones that help rejuvenate cells and tissues. These sexual glands are so important that Taoists regard them as stove, which produces the fire energy or hormone. Without a stove, nothing can be cooked. Thus, everything is food related for Asians. Thus, if the sexual glands become dysfunctional, our body will deteriorate and you'll die. Anyway, and then massaging the sexual organ, the penis. Oh my God, you do get a massage on your penis has a dual purpose. One is a form of reflexology targeting the kidneys, liver, spleen, pancreas, lungs, and heart. Who knew jacking off can benefit your heart, kidneys, lungs, spleen, pancreas, lungs, and heart? Did I say lungs twice? And the other is to reshape the penis over time. What do you mean reshape? Oh my God, this is so fun. Okay, the other is to reshape the penis over time to the desired mushroom shape. Sorry, not mean to be disrespectful. I didn't know that there's such thing, such a massage. And apparently it's not a gay thing. I think it's just, I think it's legit. But the thing is, what if you're gay and you get turned on? I think if you're straight, if you get massage on your penis, wouldn't you feel aroused? Would the masseuse be freaked out if you get a boner? Maybe not. Because I'm sure even if you get touched by another person that is not attractive, but touch in a good way, you probably get turned on. And then the overall massage on the lower abdomen, inner thigh, and groin area would effectively promote the blood circulation, which brings nourishment to the sexual glands and organ, at the same time activating the numerous nerves ends surrounding the areas and organs. Ancient exercise techniques to maintain one's virility, prevent the overcome sexual-related problems is also incorporated in the therapy. Will be taught to further sustain the benefit of this therapy. Oh my gosh, who knew? Let's see. So that was just based on one website, and Rawatan Sri Aman. Oh my gosh. Interesting. So this looks like a legit business. And so yeah, Urdanaga Batin. So next time when I go back to Malaysia, I may have to go check it out. I don't know if I'm going to record about it, but I may, but who knows. Yeah, interesting. So anyway, that's probably about it. Oh my gosh, I spent too much time talking about your manhood. I know how to title this show now, you know. Manhood energy. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Come down to listen to me sing if you are in the area. And if you're not in the area, yeah, then don't come down and listen to me sing. I don't know what I'm talking about. I have to go now because even though I have a somewhat normal weekend, I do have to work this Sunday evening. So it's Sunday right now. So thanks for listening. And next week is the Mooncake Festival. So maybe we'll talk more about that. I bought myself a mooncake over the weekend. I haven't eaten anything yet. But thanks for listening. We'll talk more later. And go make sure you check out all my photos on onlinepodcast.com. Bye.